Seeing the sofa hiding, which is not a very...
All right, there we go. Goodbye, Mr. Black.
Does the electric kettle turn off on its own?
Usually.
Okay.
Okay, so in theory, this is, look, there we go, man, not much. Okay, so the stream is going.
Nice.
Basically, in 19 minutes, it'll pick up and roll.
Oh, 19 minutes, cool. I should turn back to the
And the reason I have the headphones, and no one else needs them, is because those monitor the master output, including John and everything. So everything that goes to the mixer.
Yes. So you know.
You know, I've been trying to not know.
Ignorance is bliss and all that.
On the other hand, you know, you only have so much time to figure stuff out. And little by little, I'm getting my toys worked out, so it's good.
Yeah.
As soon as I get this one worked out, I'm going to get a more monstrous
one. Yeah. That's when you'll decide to have people calling in.
Decide to have what?
That's when you'll decide to have people calling in.
Well, yeah. Actually, Nancy Giles, she's a technical maroon. I mean, she can't do anything. And I told her to buy this podcast.
Aha!
This little appliance.
Welcome. All's well that ends well.
So I'd say park over there, use that microphone, and anyway, you know, familiarize yourself, allow the dogs to sniff and
wander.
And
at least they get it out of the way when they come in.
Dogs get all their needs met.
Hi.
New
Coca-Bolo.
When did you get this?
A couple months ago. Probably June.
That's really cool.
I think I remember you bringing that in.
Strap is good.
Last time I pulled it out, though, the string broke.
I remember. I think.
No? That was my other ukulele.
Oh.
Yeah, the Coca-Colas, they're attractive, they're pretty.
Yeah.
They're fun to hold, they have a little weight, you know. Mm.
Yeah, they're kind of...
And they're
yeah.
fun, it's fun to say?
Yeah, they're fun
they're
to say.
Fun to
Coca-Bolo?
Say. Yeah, the same with Coca-Bolo's got a XYZ problem with it, and people say,
ooh, Coca-Bolo.
Coca-Bolo.
Yeah.
I'm watching Better Call Saul.
Yeah, I love Better Call Saul.
And he's got a Coca-Bolo death.
I remember that
right?
part. Yeah. No, I was...
Coca-Bolo death. I wonder how it sounds. If it's the case.
Probably. It's so surreal hearing me, like, 5 seconds later.
Yeah.
No, I love that show. I've watched it through twice. Cause, like,
you
I watched
it twice?
Well, here's the thing. I watched Breaking Bad, and then I watched all of Better Call Saul, and then I ran out of stuff.
Oh,
but
there's a movie.
And I watched the movie. I did watch the movie. And then I don't know. I really like the show and I wanted to watch it again, so I figured I'd watch Better Call Saul and then Breaking Bad.
Oh, well.
But now there's like a weird gap in the middle where it's like, well, something happens before Breaking Bad.
So, John, I think you need to be close to me.
Okay, good. I think you're right.
Like over there.
Okay.
So I can hypnotize you.
Love that.
You play a little quieter in time.
It's perfect.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you want to motivate over there, that's good.
I'm going to put a chair on.
Yeah.
Because, you know, whenever we do that, it's like,
I play better. I know.
I would even say you play better. I'm like, there's the problem goes away. So, I mean, yeah. I don't know, maybe you're lonely. You just need to be near people. It's like you're calling to find others like yourself.
You're such a nice way of putting things, Carmen.
You know, my goal is always just to be like the seeker of the sought.
Because my string broke. I brought this over to a friend's house because the guy's a woodworker and I wanted to show him this. I was going to play the song. And I pulled it out and he says, "You know, is it always like that where the string is kind of bunched up?" I'm like,
"Yeah."
There's one right over here.
Oh, there's the green one.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Beep, 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 beep.
Anyway.
A very short delay.
I got fired.
Oh, shit, John. I'm really sorry. Oh, I'm really sorry. Okay, did they give you any notice?
Sort of, yeah. I mean, they were already demoting me, so.
Yeah, was this all a right. Job that you didn't want to be in anyway?
So we are streaming live
okay,
now on Mountaintop
so,
Voice. So
kind of
okay
news then.
Yeah.
I mean.
They were demoting me, but I was going to have a job.
Gumby. All right. So, we're not going to roll that super loud. Go get your microphone because you're going to need that to talk. Now, hold on. Yeah, careful. You're all wired up. Good.
Yeah. Max will guard it.
Yes, he will.
7:53, people. T minus 7 minutes, minus 14, plus.
Testing.
The bay doors are closing. You're not going to be able to exit the complex.
Testing 1-2.
Sturman is.
Testing 1-2. There I am.
Loosening.
Someone's on the mountain going, what's going on?
Vital parts of his body. If anyone is tuned into this, I
apologize.
Feel sorry for them being so. Having so little to do that this is what they're tuned into. Because this isn't even what's on the air. This is like the feed before it goes on.
Yeah.
Like you'd have to be like a Mountaintop Voice follower.
Can we play a song?
Some
to warm up
warrior.
Or to.
Yeah, to warm up.
Yeah. Ooh, you know what we get to play today?
What?
Ripple.
What?
Yeah, Ripple.
Yeah.
Oh, Ripple. I know that song.
Yeah, you do.
In fact, what you should do, John, is just have a look at the book, starting at Ode to the Rainbow.
Right, I know. I need you. So, I put on the show last night as I was going to sleep. I'm like, I'm going to sleep, but I want to hear this. Mm. And
the mosquito show?
Yeah, because I wanted to hear you. Right?
Yeah.
And I heard, but then you played some Oregon.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Oregon. There was one of my very first job. I worked for the chef, and he was a really good guy. We were very close. And I would always say, hey, man, I was in high school. Hey, man, what's your favorite band? He'd go, Oregon. And I heard him, like, what the fuck is this?
Oregon was the so tasteful.
It was beautiful.
Beautiful. But no, the really super good.
And then you know, and then there was a little bit of a moment. And then I heard some ukulele. I'm like, oh, that's ukulele. And it sounded great. And then I realized, wait, that's you playing. And then what did you play? You played...
Dude, I was freeform. I did Ricky Lee Jones. I did a gospel song.
You did. I heard just that first song after Oregon, and I think I fell asleep.
There were a few things. I did a few of my own.
I think it was one of yours. It was really.
All right. So how are we doing on time here? So 7:56.
So we probably go live at 2 after.
I thought it was 4 after. Is it they changed it to 2 after?
No, but I would just I remember when we were in the studio, it would be like 2 minutes of stuff.
2 minutes.
Well, hold on. So.
What do I do with the?
You just want to hear applause for yourself.
Well. Okay, so this is what's on the air. We shouldn't be hearing ourselves. I think they were applauding for someone named Carmen. This is freaking me out. Okay.
That is.
Yeah. I'm like.
But what are the odds? WGXC.
And now.
Did you sign up
for more
of those,
Carmen?
Those things about the fun drive?
No.
Okay.
No. I would love to see a John Cage piece.
Oh, yeah, the John Cage piece. You have to go to, where is it? It's in, is it in Massapoqua? No, it's in Yale or something.
What's John Cage up to?
He's dead.
Well, not much then.
Yeah. But they're doing, WGXC is doing a, some imitation of something he did with a lot of voices.
Okay, so not the one I know.
Which one's the one you know?
413.
No, anyway.
Oh, no, it's 433, sorry.
They're...
Well, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. It's not always silence.
It's never silence.
Yeah.
It's never silence. That's part of it.
Have you read his book, Silence?
I've not, no.
It's worth a lot. I don't know how to buy it specifically,
but
it's very
interesting.
He's a super
peaceful,
cheery guy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
John, did you want to warm up on something?
Sure.
Oh, up to you.
Yeah, let's play Ripple.
All right.
If my words did glow with the gold of sunshine, and my tunes were played on the harp unstrung to hear my voice come through the music, would you hold it near
as it were your own, it's a hand-me-down. The thoughts are broken, perhaps they're better left unsung. I don't know, don't really care. Let there be songs to fill the air, ripples in still water, when there is no pebble tossed, no wind to blow. Reach out your hand if your cup be empty. If your cup is full, may it be again. Let it be known there is a fountain that was not made by the hands of men. There is a road, no simple highway, between the dawn and the dark of night. And if you go, no one may follow. That path is for your steps alone. Ripple in still water, when there is no pebble tossed, no wind to blow. You who choose to lead must follow. But if you fall, you fall alone. If you should stand, then who's to...
Wrap it down. All right. Looks like we're on the air.
Oh, hey.
Could it be, possibly, Ukuleles Unleashed has arrived?
It could be.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Ukuleles right. Unleashed on WGXC Hudson Acre Cast.
All right, so we're rolling. It's 8:02, and we're on the air, baby.
All right.
Okay, so let's introduce ourselves. This is Carmen Borgia. I'm your regular host, as well as
John Sturman, and I'm finally back live on the air in person. I'm very happy to be here.
Happy to have you here.
It's fantastic. It's the ebb and flow of life and attendance and ukulele-oriented radio shows, for certain.
And we have the great pleasure of having...
Katie Raftery. I'm here to play some tunes. Also happy to be here.
Yeah. Yep. We're liking it a lot. So, okay, so we're getting a little level here. I'm on headphones, actually. Let's see. I'm looking at my meter.
Just so you know, we also have in the house, we've got Marble the dog.
We've got
Max and Daisy, my dogs, guest dogs, and then there's cats everywhere. So
there's Mr. Black, there's Morris, and there's Dorothy.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Good.
Yep.
How are we are.
Yeah, right. No shortage of the kitties. All right, CB Vocal.
So we're coming to you live from Catskill.
Yep, we're in the living room of Carmen at Worthy Sound Works, and we're all equipping ourselves with ukuleles. John, go ahead and pluck for me a minute. Give me some pluck, baby.
So what we've been doing is we've decided, this was Carmen's brilliant idea, that we're going to play through our repertoire over the next several months.
And Katie, give me a little strumming.
And so last week we played something around 29 songs, right? We played a fair amount of songs today.
It wasn't 29, like. John. You
well, we're on
exaggerate.
Page 30. Today, we're going to do a bunch more. We're going to fit in all we can. We're in book one.
Pacing is everything. Yeah, so we're playing in order. We're going to start with Over the Rainbow because we were interrupted by the cruelty of the next show cutting in after us.
Father Time.
Yep. Time, man. It's a devil. Let me tell
you. It's the radio. The radio waits for no one.
No, not at all. Especially WGXC.
Especially WGXC.
A ruthless mistress.
They just don't look over the rainbow.
Yeah, well, we'll see if we make it through this time, people. Okay, so now the next thing is I have to get glasses on. You know, we all got to suit up. Everybody's got to be proper here. So, yeah, because we want to make sure. Yeah, I get the glasses on. Okay, mask. Okay, goggles.
Armor.
Is I should tune up, but you know I didn't even have a tuner. That's the one thing I forgot to bring. So.
Tuner?
Oh,
you have your choice of tuners.
Galore, man, this is brilliant. Okay, and I tuned a little bit ago. It wasn't like I never ever tune. Okay, so. Man, you got to tune very proactively, okay?
Yeah.
See that you do, okay?
You do it between every song.
Often.
Yeah. Doesn't matter how expensive that fancy ukulele of yours is if it's out of tune.
It's out of tune. It's out of tune.
Yeah, so we're representing here for Ukulele Catskill, an all-volunteer, all for fun, for the heck of it group. We meet every Saturday and for a uke jam, and we do an open mic every Wednesday. And this is all the songs in order, so if anybody ever wants to learn all of our songs, like, before they come play with us, that's funny, because nobody would do that, because it's we play to learn and to just have fun.
We don't even really know all the songs.
Yeah.
That's what we're finding.
Yeah, that's the thing, is we're going through, we're like, okay, which of these have we, like, either never done or haven't done in, like, 8 months? So, yeah, but this one here we're going to start off with, we've done precisely 1 billion times. So here we go from the very top. 2, 3, 4. Ooh.
So give me a minute to adjust a thing. All right, not so bad.
Good, okay, one.
1 dB down, yes? Okay, good. And, all right, so I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Yeah.
Right, of course, the calls will flow in if there's either a problem or if it's even more amazingly good than usual.
You know who will call.
Yeah, well, that would be our friend Mary, who would usually call and
who
say,
we love.
Yes. Next one up is Paperback Writer. And, okay, so I'm going to take a minute and put my headphone wire in place. Headphone wire.
It's tangled in cords.
Wire. I don't know, somehow it's become
cumbersome?
Well, just headphones are just never.
Where you want them to be?
Okay, so I don't know the. I don't know it well enough to do the riff.
You can play it at home.
But that's not how it even starts. So, see, and that's the thing is my finger will get stuck. So, if you were to attend our ukulele jams, which you really may as well be given to what you're listening to right now, that's the kind of stuff you'd be hearing, okay? So, here we go. So, from the top, 2, 3.
Paperback writer, writer, writer.
You're getting a lot of
ukulele and not a lot of voice
of your own.
It's
of someone.
Is it? So is it? Well, let's take a moment. So, John, go ahead and. Okay, so he's not too loud, right? Am I too loud?
Well, I don't think I'm getting any of John in here.
Okay, cool. And then to all yourself.
Right. Okay, I can hear.
And
myself.
Then, are you, how about ukulele? Is too loud.
Yeah. Look, I would just like to hear your
radio.
Lovely voices.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you're right.
No. Community radio means that we are of a higher quality than mass-produced radio.
Artisan radio.
Okay.
So... So, John, if you talk, so go ahead and talk now. So,
so John and Carmen and Katie coming live to you on this Tuesday evening.
Oh, wait a minute. Why are you not coming in? So wiggle your
question.
Wire. Try it now.
Here I am. Oh, that's better. Oh, can you
hey.
Hear me, Katie?
Yes, there we
all
go.
All right.
That changes everything.
Better.
All
well,
right.
John wiggled his wire and everything's better now.
Okay.
So, okay. No wire jokes.
Thank goodness.
Okay. And then... All right, he's plugging stuff in. Okay, hold on. Here it goes. Okay, John, everybody, back away from your speaker. Good, there we go.
There we go.
So if there's any question that you're experiencing live radio, the proceeding should have put that to rest. Okay.
This is an elaborate
so
skit.
Now let's see. And so we'll try the next song. Katie, does that sound okay? And we'll see.
Yeah. Well, the next one is one that you know and I don't.
This is,
so. This is a Carmen song.
Yeah, so this is a song I wrote, me, Carmen Borgia. Moi, I wrote it, me, baby, me,
yes.
As Jack Black would say. And this is called Pirate Song, and this is from a musical called South. It's good. It's fun to sing. It's fun to have a problem with. Okay, let's see. I'm going to my special extra precise stroboscopic tuner.
So I have to tune all the time because my G and A strings are brand new.
We tune because we care.
Okay, here's the deal, John. Here's what you do. So it's G, C, E, A. So it's these two. So what you do is you're going to grab this one, and you're going to sort of tweak it. You don't break it, but really give it a tug. Stretch it until it goes out of tune. Like really give it a, and give it another one, and then now tune it back up. And then do the same thing the other one. You got to stretch them to kind of beat them up. But it's all the knots are just seating on the post and all that junk.
Yep. Now, Carmen and I both are playing Cocobolo instruments tonight.
I know, we have matching ukes. But, you know, I showed up with mine first, so John's really not the stylish one.
I bought the one I had.
Katie, on the other hand, she's gone classic on us, and nobody can keep up with it because she's the only one with any integrity in the whole crowd. And the rest of us will drop our uke we have for like some shiny thing that comes down the road. Okay, so we're gonna do "Precious Lord" here.
Someone's calling it.
It's not someone from the air.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand, I am tired, I am weak, I am I fall.
I get chills when you play that song, Carmen.
Well,
that's the way you sing that.
The heat is okay in here, John. Like, yeah. I totally got it to the right temperature before you got here. So, do you need me to heat things up? Some?
Nope, it's all good.
All right, good.
So we'll heat it up now.
You know what, though? When I want to chill out, you know what song I do? Just turn the page, dude.
What song could it be?
Ripple.
Ripple.
If my words did glow with the golden sunshine, and my tunes were played on a harp or strum, would you hear my voice come through the music? Listening to what they're listening to, what the heck's going on, what they're tuned into, as if they don't already know.
So every Tuesday night, every third Tuesday night of the month, if you tune to WGXC Catskill Acre Hudson, you will hear ukulele music by Carmen and John, and tonight Katie. And so what we're doing is we're traveling through our songbooks and playing everything in order. It's our grand experiment, and it's a way to get it all down and know what we know and not know what we don't know. And we're really, really happy to be able to bring this to you live.
John's kind of dignifying a little bit. Basically, we're banging through all the songs in alphabetical order because we can't be bothered to organize it any other way. And we're up to page 35 now.
It's book one.
We say alphabetical, but look, I was new to the alphabetization game, if that's what we're calling
it. It's gotten better at the ABCs over time.
Thank you, Katie. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
so,
gotten better.
Okay, so now let's try another favorite here. Let's try sandwiches.
Okay.
And see what happens. Katie, just give me a little sandwiches are beautiful.
Sandwiches are fun.
Are
we starting it for real or just a test?
Just a test.
Oh. Sandwiches are beautiful. Sandwiches are fine. I like sandwiches.
Yeah, that's gorgeous.
Okay, good, good, good.
Okay.
And I've said it before, but I think we can slow it down.
Okay.
All right.
Sandwiches are beautiful, sandwiches are fine. I like sandwiches, I eat them all the time. I eat them for my breakfast and I eat them for my lunch. If I had 100 sandwiches, I eat them all at once. Ba-da-da-dum.
I'm roaming and I'm rambling and I'm wandering along. And if you care to listen, I'll sing this jolly song. I do not ask a favor and I do not ask a fee. But if you have a sandwich, won't you give a bite to me?
Cause sandwiches are beautiful, sandwiches are fine. I like sandwiches, I eat them all the time. I eat them for my breakfast and I eat them for my lunch. If I had 100 sandwiches, I'd eat them all at once.
Once I went to England, I visited the Queen. I swear she was the grandest lady that I've ever seen. I told her she was a beautiful and could not ask for more. She handed me a sandwich and she threw me out the door. Cause sandwiches are beautiful, sandwiches are fine. I like sandwiches, I eat them all the time. I eat them for my breakfast and I eat them for my lunch. If I had 100 sandwiches, I'd eat them all at once.
Ba-da-da-dum.
A sandwich, maybe egg or cheese or even peanut butter. But they all taste so good to me, it doesn't even matter. Jam or ham or cucumber, any kind will do. If I had 100 sandwiches, I'd share them all with you.
Favorites is up next.
Yeah.
This one just makes me smile, and I didn't think I'd like this one until I played it on ukulele.
No, this song, yeah, this one caught me by surprise, too. This is actually fun. This song is I Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. And
spoilers.
Is that a spoil? Well.
No, it's not.
Yeah. And the arrangement of this song is great because on the radio one, is because it's like a baritone saxophone and a kick drum. I mean, truly.
You finally get to do your radio announcer voice in this one on the radio.
That's right. Yeah, so we'll see if I do that or if something. Yeah, we'll see what channels out for the spoken section.
The Taylor rap.
At some point, I'll find my other chair. It's lying on the floor.
Sharing is caring.
liked it.
Yeah, that's good. Cool. So
that is fun.
Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that, yeah, it's good. It's one of the few things I'm brave enough to rap, but, you know.
Can you rap like Taylor Swift?
Well, that right there is the question. And
so hold on, let me check my, you know.
Update, another cat has joined us. Dorothy is here to say hello.
Hello, Dorothy.
All right, so Dorothy's here. Yeah, our levels are going to be... Now we're going to do something a little more sedate.
Next song is Stand By Me, page 37, if you're following along at home.
I don't think you should tell them what page, John. They know it's in order. And I'm telling you, the people who know, they need to be keeping
it's
up.
True.
Yeah,
I'm so used to having to say a page number, because when we're jamming on Zoom, people are like, well, what page are we on? What page are we on? And it's always there.
You know, we probably should say the page number, but I just feel like, you know what, let's just change it up and make this one a little different. This will be the challenge.
This is your chance to learn the alphabet.
We want to definitely say hi to all our friends out there who are tuned in, and I know that there are people across the country who are listening.
Tuned in, baby.
We have friends in Utah. We have friends in California. We have friends in Minnesota.
I have a friend in Naples, Florida.
Friends in low places.
I have a friend in Williston, Vermont, who may be tuned in.
I don't have any friends left in Vermont. Okay, so... City. That is why we're here. We're here to noodle. A
on WGXC 90.7 FM. Okay, next up, song I wrote called Stink Bug. Why did I write it? It has not yet been revealed, but we're going to play it. We'll see
if you agree.
We'll see. I don't think it's going to be revealed right now. Let me put it that way. So if we don't know by now, we're probably not going to know. So, okay. So, let me see here. So. Been the most rousing and coherent version of that song.
That was really great.
And we've captured it.
I think we got
live on the radio.
The essence.
Oh.
You're tuned to WGXC, Catskill Acre Hudson, 90.7 on your FM dial. Radio for open ears.
As if you could be tuned into anything else.
We are Ukuleles Unleashed, brought to you by Ukulele Catskill. And it's our pleasure to be playing music for you tonight. We've got Katie Raftery.
Hello.
We've got Carmen Borgia.
Hello.
And me, John Sturman.
That's right. Big Bad John. What's that song? Long Talking John. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I do. I don't know the rest of it, though.
We'll root it up.
So easy.
I feel like
Big Bad John.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah. No, we got one. Okay, we got a target on the back of that one.
We're just playing
through. This is an awesome, excellent song by Kev Mo from his first album.
It's no secret, I don't care. Don't shout it out everywhere. I love my baby, up, down, high, or low. I love my baby, gonna tell everybody I know. My head, 'cause they never, never, never let us know.
Guess is Right.
Yeah. On the walk down. Okay.
But on the next song, there's not going to be any guessing. Okay.
No guessing, yeah.
No,
we've
not
done
on the
this
next
one
time.
Before.
Yeah.
And if you heard us, you could have been anywhere in the country.
Well,
you could hear us from anywhere in the country.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no microphone involved. We've suffered for our art. Now it's your turn. Before that, we're going to keep you in suspense for a minute.
Yes. Reminds me of, I used to have a band director that whenever a bunch of us were just playing around, he'd tell us to stop fiddling, noodling, doodling.
Fiddling, noodling, doodling.
Fiddling, noodling, doodling.
But fiddling, noodling, doodling is great.
It is great. It's one of the best parts of playing an instrument. And
well, that's certainly how we're going to roll here.
Noodling. I mean, there are other things.
Well, band leaders, you know, they've got to enforce discipline in a world where it is elusive at best.
Bring order to the chaos of high school band.
Yeah, because the thing about a high school band is it's not just that they're not doing what you want them to do. It's that they don't even know how to do what they want to do. So
yeah,
so you could hit go on the symphony and anything could come out of that mouthpiece until they get kind of good at it. So look, we all need practice. It's a good thing to be able to do. And that's what we're doing here, live on the radio at WGXC FM 90.7, Catskill, Acre, Hudson. You are listening to Ukuleles Unleashed with your host, Carmen Borgia.
John Sturman.
And Katie Raftery.
Katie Raftery is, so there's three of us rolling here. We're playing the entire catalog, okay, of Ukulele Catskill. It's like, you know, they had to bring in the Rolling Stones and the Grateful Dead recording truck. It's like been a production, you know, New York State Thruway is closed. No, that's actually not really true. It's really not supposed to joke. It's a quote from Woodstock. Well, really,
yeah. Under construction.
Yeah, no, it's everything's fine.
Long, all traffic is good.
Only kidding, only kidding, only kidding. And, but anyway, to exaggerate, we're having a monumental effort so the three of us can play through a bunch of songs on ukulele that we kind of know. So next up is Water is Wide, a super fave. And okay, we're going to take a deep breath. We're going to listen to the train rolling in the background.
With this one.
Water is wide.
and singing with you.
That's so lovely.
Super nice. Okay. What's next, people?
Three little birds.
Bring it on. Gets us through lots of times, Mr. Marley. Mm-hmm. Gnarly Marley. Right side. Okay. Let's go for a little. A little continental ukulele song, as I see it. Okay. Let's see. Ukulele Lady. Here we go.
I saw the splendor of the moonlight on Honolulu Bay. There's something tender in the moonlight on Honolulu Bay. And all the beaches are full of peaches who bring their ukes along.
If lady fooling around with her. Maybe she'll sigh
an awful lot.
Maybe she'll cry.
And maybe not.
Maybe she'll find somebody else. By and by, you'll see. When it's cool and shady, where the chickie wicky wackies woo. If you like a ukulele lady, a ukulele lady like a you. Ukulele lady like a you.
She does like you. No matter what you may think. Doesn't mean she wants to spend time with you, necessarily.
It was like maybe a rose-tinted glasses kind of song.
Maybe she just wants to listen to the ukulele.
Oh, I think rose-tinted glasses are just, yeah, that's the starting point. Yeah, certainly. Yeah, no, this is a lot of wishful thinking.
That's what I hear in this.
Yeah.
Ah.
That's nice. That's nice, yeah. All right, wagon wheel, let's see.
Down south of the land of the pines and owls.
about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this could be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this could be. Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be.
Songs just keep coming.
They do.
You're tuned to WGXC, Catskill Acre Hudson, 90.7 on your FM dial. This is Ukuleles Unleashed with John Sturman and
Carmen Borgia
and
Katie Raftery.
Hey, gang's all here.
Only good songs here. Suck at bad songs.
We come to you with ukulele music every third Tuesday of the month.
Whether you need it or not.
Between 8 and 10. And these latest months, we're playing live. We're playing through our songbooks.
Okay. And you want to sing?
Oh, I got this one.
Yeah. Okay. Set us off.
All right. And my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that this world is made up of this brotherhood of man. For whatever that means. And so I cry sometimes lying in bed just to get it all out. What's in my head, and I'm feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream at the top.
kiss.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Banging.
All right.
That's the goal.
It used to be popping. It used to be enough, but now we have to bang. So. Progress, man. Doesn't rest. All right. Hank, baby.
Why don't you love me like you used to do? Oh, how come you treat me like a worn-out shoe? My hair's still curly and my eyes still blue. So why don't you love me like you used to? Ain't had no loving like a hugging and a kissing in a long, long while. Don't get me near an old buggy, no closer than a country bar. Why don't you sparkle like you used to do? And say sweet nothing like you used to do? Same old trouble that you've always been through. So why don't you love me like you used to do? Oh, why don't you be just like you used to be? How come you find so many faults with me? Somebody's chasing, let me give you a clue. So why don't you love me like you used to do? Ain't had no loving like a hugging and a kissing in a long, long while. Ain't no near an old boy, no closer than a country mile. Why don't you love the things you used to say? What makes you trip me like a piece of clay? My hair's still curly and my eyes still blue. So why don't you love me like you used to do?
Hank, man, we can always do with a little Hank, right?
That's a good question.
So we're 8:23. Mm-hmm. 9:23. We are about to exit the lower grassy dominion of book one and enter book two. We have one last song of book one. So as all of the ukulele Catskill people know, this is the time to burn the ceremonial incense, to pet your cat, take a water break in just a second. So we're going to do Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, page 48. Actually, I'm making all that stuff up. I mean, people might do those things, but I was trying to.
We could start something now.
That's right, yeah.
Hold on, let me get the incense.
Okay. Let me find a cat.
Meets the morning sun.
still love me tomorrow.
And that's book one.
That was so professional. All right.
You made it.
Okay, we made it through book one. But you know what? You can't lay down the sword yet, because we got still 30 minutes of this thing to go, because we are on WGXC FM 90.7 Catskill Acre Hudson. And what show could you possibly be listening to this evening, this third Tuesday of this month, except Ukuleles Unleashed, people.
Unleashed.
I mean, come on, man. Do these ukuleles sound on the hook to you or off the hook? Answer me. Okay. So, all right.
You know, there's people yelling at their radio sets right now.
It's like a children's show. If you leave that space.
If you leave that space, it will be filled with their reaction.
Okay, now kids at home, bring out your book two.
Okay, yes, book two. Yes, well, it's...
And just, you know, book two is called U2.
You'll see if there's any U2 songs in there.
Yeah, no U2 songs in here. No. No, I was making a knowledgeable, ironic commentary on the band U2.
Maybe next book.
But it was a commentary that was already made. More of an homage, really, if you think about it.
Hey, my strings are holding their tune.
That's what happens, man. You tune again, and then one day...
It's in tune.
They just stay there. It's amazing. Okay, this is top of book two, A Kind of Hush, Herman's Hermits. Once again, the song does actually start with A Kind of Hush. So should it be under Kind of Hush, comma, A? I believe so. However, I put it on the first of the book because I got to make the decision that day. What happened? And last question I have about that after the alphabetization part is Herman's Hermits. If there's more than one of them, are they still hermits? Just checking.
So. Well, they're maybe if there's in separate locations.
Well, this is the thing. Separate I didn't caves. Even know if plural
yeah,
would have...
Separate mountains.
Yeah. So anyway, I guess they get together once in a while in a hermit convocation.
They have a hermit conference.
And this is the song they sing when they do it. Okay. Forgive them for being hermits together.
Who doesn't want to be together?
I don't know. Hermits.
Yeah. Told it like it is. Okay.
And now, a Beatles song. You guys know the Beatles. That was the band that Paul McCartney was in before the Wings. Just saying.
You know.
It's okay. Tuning with the ultra-precise stroboscopic tuner. Achieve a precision not ordinarily achieved with a ukulele.
Oh, okay. This one's got small print. Give me a second.
Why start now?
Okay, hold on. I stepped on the everything off pedal. Now it's back. Dead air. Oh, no. The engineers were running in the hallway.
Well.
Okay, so let's see. Okay, so here's the main thing. Okay, so you know what? We're going to just wing it on the form here.
Excellent.
Oh,
form. There's nothing to worry about.
That form. It was okay.
That form.
All right.
Song we don't do very often. It's by Walt Aldridge called Ain't No Ash Will Burn.
That's because the song's a bummer, man.
Wants to be sad with the ukulele.
But that's okay. We're gonna be a bummer with it the way it wants to be. Do it right.
Sometimes it's fun to be contrary.
It's very pretty. It's kind of depressing.
It's very nice.
It's okay, though. You have to cover all the bases with music. You can't just have happy stuff. All right. Let me adjust my posture for a second.
Well, you're tuned to WGXC, Catskill Acre Hudson, and you're listening to John and Carmen and Katie, and we're playing ukulele music.
Yep,
this is Ukuleles Unleashed.
That's right. That's right. Ukuleles Unleashed. Not ukuleles in a pen. Not ukuleles. Free. As they're meant to
free
be wild.
Free range ukuleles.
That's right. Roaming the veldt or the prairie or whatever. Wherever it is.
Ukuleles romp on.
The jungle.
Jungle, rainforest.
The seas.
Beach.
Okay. Probably the beach.
Probably the beach. Okay. I thought so.
I agree.
For a song that's ordinarily, I guess, already pretty tasteful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, this next song is not so tasteful, but it's really good.
John, you're wrong.
You're
wrong, man. This is one area where you're out of your lane, baby. This song is great.
It's a great song.
You decide.
it's not that lovely.
We're going to put this out to the audience, okay? If this song is
not
wonderful.
Call in and tell us whether this song is tasteful.
Right.
Yeah, this song is not wonderful. You vote with John. If it is wonderful, you vote with me. And the loser will be hurled from a parapet in Sicily along with a goat.
Napoli.
Wow, that song, wow. That's more is sung by our ukulele fans down below.
Love underneath the apple tree.
Come on, John.
Okay, it's tasteful. It's tasteful, making love under the apple tree.
I didn't say it was tasteful.
Taste of apples.
That's what I said about the other song. I said this one's not as tasteful.
Making love under the apple tree, that's like almost redundant. It's so biblical. It's got it all going on, man.
That is true.
Yeah. Now, reading a book under the apple tree, that'd be a twist. So, Steve Jobs, maybe. I like to say it. I guess.
And then play fast.
Yeah, I'm not saying it affects my playing or anybody else's, but still.
So, suggestion.
Hey, it's coming up on the end here. We got about 7 minutes to go.
Ooh.
We're gonna sing you out here. We're gonna do "Build Me Up, Buttercup." I'm sure we'll chat a little bit more. We got closing time.
That would be great to end with.
With the closing time. Okay, so we're
gonna
try to
end with it or not.
I think it can happen. If we bang right, if we go through Build Me Up Buttercup and then roll into closing time.
All right.
I think we'll be good. So you have been listening to Ukuleles Unleashed with John Sturman, Carmen Borgia, Katie Raftery, and we've been playing, well, songs to, you know, keep us happy in this time of transition and unlockable, not lockdown, lockdown. We're here for you, however it works out. Okay. Thank you.
Sturman, Carmen Borgia, Katie Rafter.
That's the way it was. September 20th, 2020.
No, it's the 21st.
It's the 21st.
Do you remember?
No, no. Plus, I've lost my glasses again. Oh, wait a minute. I'm wearing them. So we must be off the air by now, right?
What time is it?
Time to be off the air.
Hello, hello, hello.
Anyone home?
What time is it, Carmen?
Hello, hello.